The senior leadership of the Lao Communist Party is meeting in Vientiane. The Congress convenes every 5 years, and Lao spokesman Yang Chantalangsi says the theme this time is growth and renewal.
General Congress is the most historical event in the political life of the country. This Congress will review the implementation of the renovation policy of the government for the last 20 years.
The spokesman says Laos has had 2 years of economic growth, indicating that the economy has fully recovered from the 1997 Asian financial crisis. Yang highlights the country's expansion in the energy sector, growth in tourism, and the eradication of opium cultivation in the country. Laos launched limited market reforms after its communist benefactor, the Soviet Union, collapsed in 1991. Professor Milton Osborne at Australia's Lowy Institute for International Policy says since then, Laos has been seeking to open up to the outside world as a way to support itself.
We are looking at a transition in Laos, but it's a slow and, I'm not even sure steady is the correct word, a slow and fitful transition.
The Lao government began to allow outside communications like international telephones and television broadcasts only a few years ago. Last year, it hosted the summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, which it billed as a sign of its emergence on the international stage. But Osborne says reform does not extend to politics, where the communist government that took power at the end of the Vietnam War is adamantly opposed to abandoning the one-party system.
The Lao remain concerned to try to find some fashion that will enable them to balance their slow opening up to the outside world with the maintenance of strict party control. And any signs that have occurred of people questioning party control have been very sharply dealt with.
The party Congress is also to elect a new central committee, which will choose the 10-member political bureau that sets official policy. A great deal of attention has been focused on whether the senior leaders, now in their 70s and 80s, will step down in favor of younger party leaders. But experts note that the younger members of the political bureau are in their 50s and 60s. As a result, they say any new leaders who emerge are likely to be faces that have been around for quite some time. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Bangkok.